Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg, and I'm super grateful that you are taking the time to be here and listen to my thoughts on mindfulness, innovation, ethics, creativity, you name it. So today I want to talk about something that is, it's a challenge for me. It's a challenge because that sense of wonder is something that's hard for me to keep as a constant presence in my life. And on Mindful Fridays, as you know, I'm pulling cards from my Mindful Creative deck, and I'm talking about how each one of those cards, the cards are all about the human experience. Each card represents an aspect of human experience. There are 84 cards, and I'm picking one, and I am exploring its application to the notion of mindfulness as a factor of being innovative. And today's is innocence. And to me, innocence is also wonder, that notion of treating everything like it's new, like it's possible, like it's the first time you've ever seen it, read it, done it, experienced it, anything, right? Oh, and just think about that notion of what it would be like to experience things as if they're new each time. And I'm not talking about someone with short-term memory loss or anything like that movie Memento or whatever, or the man who mistook his wife for a hat. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a physical issue, for example, or a mental issue. I'm talking about the notion of being so mindful that everything seems to be new and like a celebration. And I know that in his book, Being Peace, or maybe it was Miracle of Mindfulness, honestly, I don't remember which, I've read both, the monk Thich Nhat Hanh talked about how doing the dishes became a sacred and celebratory act when he applied principles of wonder and mindfulness to it. And I'm not there, frankly. I am not able to look at doing the dishes as a celebratory act. I think of it as a chore to get through. And isn't that interesting how someone who is making a life practice of being mindful, like Thich Nhat Hanh, can do that? He can make doing the dishes a sacred act because he talks about what it's like to clean each dish purposefully, mindfully. He talks about how the water, the warm water, feels as it flows over his hands while he's rinsing the dishes. He talks about honoring the plants that he's a vegetarian, honoring the plants that he's eaten, and the life-giving sustenance that meal has in turn given to him. So all of the things that he's talking about are really about facing his life with a sense of innocence, with a sense of not being jaded, with a sense of not looking at these otherwise mandatory chores as chores. Instead, he looks at them as an opportunity to deepen his practice, as an opportunity to deepen his relationship with life, with everything that he is experiencing as if for the first time. So when we talk about the notion of innocence, when we talk about the notion of wonder as they relate to mindfulness, that's what I think of. That's what I think of this card. And the card is, it depicts a jester about to walk off a cliff into the unknown, right? It's something that is an ultimate act of faith and trust that things are going to be okay, that if you approach life with a sense of wonder and a sense of innocence, that things will be okay. And even everyday acts like doing the dishes or sweeping the floor or going to the store can become marvelous acts of mindfulness. I love that notion, and after having talked about this, I want to try it. I want to see if I can, and in fact, it's my week to do the dishes, so I'm going to, my husband and I switch week by week, and so I'm going to see if this week I can make the dishes a miracle of mindfulness for myself. I hope you've enjoyed today's exploration into innocence and wonder and their application to mindfulness. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you that I talk about ethical innovation, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about mindfulness and how it relates to innovation and ethics, your values, your belief system. And also to remember that innovation means to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.